I took a picture of this a week ago, and the difference in one week is crazy. With ills on me and stuff. I mean, it's nuts. I don't know if the camera does that any justice, but.
No, when you're moving it around, it absolutely does.
And you see it? Okay, I'm going to try to do that again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's sad because it's like beautiful, but I can't wear it anymore. It's the only downside is you're going to have to throw out your clothes and get new clothes. Right?
That's always a good problem.
Okay. Well, Leah, I'll let you do your thing until we're ready.
Well, it looks like, you know, unfortunately, it looks like we lost Steve. I'll check in with him and see if everything's all right. But it looks like you and Eddie are up and ready to go. Charity's coming in now. There she is. Hi, Charity.
We can see her, but she can't see us yet. There she is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Okay.
All right. So we're just waiting on Steve now. Who we had, actually. Hi, Charity. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Perfectly, yeah.
Perfect.
And thank you so much for being on with us, all, both of you. I'm really excited about tonight. I was just sharing it took all day to get here. This took too long. I've been literally waiting all day. So, Leah, I'll be right back.
No problem, Stu. All right, for those that are just joining us, welcome to tonight's webinar. My name is Leah Gregory. I am the Director of Compliance and Communications for CTFO. We will be getting started here in just a couple of minutes. We're waiting for one more panelist and for Stu to come back, but we've got some good stuff in store for you tonight, and just hang out with us and we will be right with you.
Folks on my show, I'm going to be right back when they chime in, so we'll be right back.
Fine, no big deal. And everybody, this won't be real long tonight, but I believe it's going to be one of the most exciting times you've had in a long time, because we've got a huge announcement, so make sure you stay on till the end, okay? Really important. Okay, so we're going to get started in about 30 seconds, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I have amazing guests tonight. No pressure. No. Charity's like, what just happened? No. And for those of you that are with us for the first time tonight, this is kind of like a behind closed doors look, or behind the curtain, if you will, of what's happening. We've got a big announcement. We want to share some stuff. We didn't want to, you know, just do a behind closed door meeting. All of our stuff is pretty much, it's open to everybody. So we knew there'd be brand new people watching this. So I'm going to do a little bit for the brand new people, just a couple of minutes so you understand what's happening. And then you're going to get to hear some amazing testimonials. And then I'm going to make a big announcement. So I think this should be under right around 15 minutes or so. That should be it. So, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And if Charity and Eddie and if Steve, I don't know if you can hear us yet, if you guys can just hang tight for a few minutes, and then I want to introduce you and I want them to hear your story. But I want to first of all share my screen. We're going to try to not have technical difficulty tonight. Sorry. Okay, so you all should be able to see my screen right now. Can everybody see my screen? Everybody, thank you for shaking your head. Yes, Charity, I appreciate it. Okay, so here we go. Normally I do a whole formal presentation, you know, so that everybody can know what's going on, but I'm just going to do like shortcuts just to make sure you can grasp what's happening here. We're basically here to talk about this product, Shape and Burn. Had no idea that it was going to basically change my life, and it's taken over our whole company. Our sales were up last month 60% over the month before, and it's because of this product. Literally, that's what did it. So this product helps control hunger. Imagine if you cannot be hungry all day long, right? And I'll share a little bit more in a little bit, but I'm the guy that while I'm eating lunch, all I used to be able to think about is what am I gonna have for dinner, right? No way to live your life. Burns fat, Who doesn't want that happening? You know, calmly, quietly, behind the scenes, no shakes, jitters, your chest, you know, your heart's not jumping out of your chest, none of that stuff. It increases mental clarity. Huge deal. I mean, it's weird. I'm thinking like I used to 10 years ago. And I gotta just tell you, I've been worried lately. You know, I've been forgetting more things and all that stuff, not since I've been on Shape and Burn. And here's the biggie, everyone. It boosts your energy pretty much all day long. Some people get one of these things, some people get two, some people get three. You know, a lot of people get all four of these things, but we have people on this product that don't need to lose any weight at all because of the energy and because of, you know, being able to think clear and everything. So it's pretty amazing. One of the best parts of this product, believe it or not, is that it comes with a 60-day empty package money back guarantee. If I could just use one slide to sell this product, this would be it. Because who wouldn't want those four things? And then there's no risk, everybody. You buy the product, and then guess what? If you're unhappy for any reason, you return it, we give you all your money back. There's no risk, okay? So this is what we're here to talk about tonight, this product and what it's done for people. Why is it so important? Because there's an epidemic of obesity out there. One out of three people are obese. Two out of three people are either overweight or obese, right? And by the way, not only is obesity among the top causes of preventable deaths, the key word being preventable, I've been talking to people that I look at them and I'm like, you don't need to lose any weight. And you know what? They want to still. And then they always say the same thing. And look, the last 5 pounds or so is the hardest, okay? So I'm really excited that this product is here to help with that. But when I learned how many deaths that this was, you know, really just affecting families and everybody out there, you know, millions of deaths a year, I was like, look, I don't want to be one of them responsible for 2.8 million deaths a year. That's me. Really not that long ago, that's with my daughter when she was younger. The reason why I chose this picture is because I want everybody to know I've been overweight since I was 7 years old, drastically overweight. As a matter of fact, I am only 19.6 pounds away from my ideal weight. And I have not been there since I was 7 years old. I'm 56 right now. I just turned 56 this week. Wow, that happened quick. What happened? 56, 49, 50 years almost of being overweight. So believe me, you know, when you hear about the kid that was thrown in the trash can at school and all the kids teased him, that was me, right? No fun at all. I learned how to make friends with the biggest kids in school. Why? They protect me from the bullies and stuff, right? You know, that kind of a thing. I would bend over to tie my shoe and think, is today the day I'm having my heart attack? Another way not to live your life, and you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So I don't want to give you the big long version tonight. I just want you to know that I've gained at least 10 years of my life back, and I want people to feel the way that I'm feeling. It's just absolutely amazing. So here's what you need to know. In just about 70 days, a little less actually, I lost 36.1 pounds. Already life-changing. I made a short little video when at that point, and it hit me while I was making the video how much my life was changed. It literally hit me. And I apologize when I'm looking off to the side. I don't want you to think I'm not looking you all in the eyes right now. The camera's in the middle, and I'm looking at Eddie, and I'm looking at Charity off to the side. I would put them in the middle of my screen, but then I wouldn't be able to see what's on the screen. So I just want everybody out there, listen. I just want to talk to you from my heart, and I want you to know if I could look you in the eye and be with you and shake you and say, you got to try this. This changed my whole life. I would do it. But since we're on, you know, the latest technology, Zoom webinars and all that stuff, please forgive me for not looking you straight in the eye. Okay. But I've never said that before in a Zoom. It's the first time my whole life, but I always like when people look me in the eye and tell me what's going on. So I just want you all to know when I'm looking around the screen, please don't take it personal. Okay, because I don't mean anything by that. So when this happened and I was 36.1 pounds down, I was doing a video talking about it and it hit me and I got all emotional because I was like, oh yeah, this really happened to me. And then they're like, okay, we got to use that part of the video clip. That was amazing. And now people are using that to share the product and everything. And the thing is, as great as that was, now, just a week ago, in the shirt that I'm in right now, see this shirt? You guys can see it's even crazier now. I mean, it's nuts. That was like 45 pounds down. And now today, and this is a week later, folks, 50.4 pounds down this morning when I got on the scale. You want to talk about crazy, you know? I'm at a point in time in my life, everybody, where financially, I don't need you to buy this product. My life's not going to change much. I'm going to live where I live. I drive what I want. I'm super blessed financially. But I can't wait to hug you on stage in front of 10,000, 20,000 people and hear how your life has changed from this. So I want you to know, when I got on the scale this morning and I saw over 50 pounds down, here was the funniest part about it. I was 50 pounds down yesterday, and to celebrate last night, we went and had pizza. And I ate for the first time in a long time quite a bit of pizza. And I got on the scale this morning thinking, oh, I'm probably 49 pounds down now, right? When I saw I lost another 0.4 pounds and I enjoyed myself, you know, like all I kept thinking is, this really is without suffering. That's what this is. And who wouldn't want to lose the weight they need to lose without suffering? Remember, I share this all the time. Dieting is not easy, but I'm not on a diet right now. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I use our shakes and our vitamins and our Super 7 product and everything to make sure that I'm staying healthy and getting the nutrition I need. But when I want to eat something, I eat it. And you know what? The weight is still coming off. But the neat part about the Shape and Burn pills is it makes it, I know I said this was going to be short tonight. I'm so sorry, everybody. But the neat part about the Shape and Burn pills is it makes it so that you can control your eating habits and you can have more energy and you can be burning the fat quietly behind the scenes and you can be thinking clearly. And the neat part about that is all without suffering. How crazy is that? So anyway, everybody, I'm super excited to tell you, as of this morning, 50.4 pounds down. My goal was 70, so I'm 19.6 pounds away, and then I'll see how I feel when I get there. But I can't imagine it getting any better than this, but I'm sure it will. So with that being said, in just a minute, I'm going to introduce Eddie Moman to you, and I feel like this man changed my whole entire life. And then we're going to go ahead and hear from some testimonials. I've got two short ones on video, and then we're going to do a few live, okay? So with that being said, I've got to come out of the PowerPoint. This is the part where it's not the most professional thing right now, and you're going to look at my screen, okay? So Eddie, if we can talk for just a minute, and you know, like, we had talked about this happening for a long time, folks. I've been planning on getting on a Zoom like this with Eddie for a couple months right now. And I said, but I want to be in the right place. I want to be at the right pounds down and everything. And I just want you to understand how incredible this man is. So this is a gentleman that's been on quite the journey himself. I mean, it's been crazy when you hear his whole story. We don't have time tonight. You're not going to hear it tonight, okay? But when you hear his whole story, not only is he a man with a huge heart, he's a man that always tries to bless others, and he's really in it for the people. And so the way I met him was he wanted to start his own company for this Shape and Burn product because he had owned the rights to it for a few years. And it was interesting because the manufacturer of this product, you know, he's known them for a long, long time. They've been friends for a long time. And a naturopath doctor that, you know, had been working on this for about 10 years, pretty much perfected it. And then Eddie got the rights to it, could have started his own company completely and everything. Then he met us. This was about 4 or 5 months ago now. And think about this. This is the thing he said to himself. Think about how amazing this is. Now that I've met the owners of CTFO and all that stuff, and I believe their integrity is in line and their hearts are in the right place, what better way to get this product out there the fastest possible way than to meet than for, you know, me to let them have it, is what he said. So when he told me that he wanted me to have the rights to this product, basically, so we could take it to the world, two things crossed my mind. The first thing was, wow, that's amazing. And I believe a God thing. And then the second thing was, if I don't lose weight on it, I can't sell it anymore. I can't do it no matter what. And he said, I totally understand. I get it. And he said, yeah, no, let's do a test. Let's get some people on it. Let's do a trial. He provided all that product for free, by the way. I want everybody to know that. When we did the trial with 58 people and myself, so 59 of us, we didn't even pay for that. And Eddie, I've never shared that with anybody, but thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Between him and the manufacturer, they're good, good friends. It was an amazing thing how they blessed us that way, right? By the way, talk about putting your money where your mouth is. I've had other companies say, or people or manufacturers say, hey, try my products. But by the way, if you want to put a bunch of people on it, we're going to charge you. They said, no, we're going to do it because you know why? We know it works. We know that we know it works. So now, folks, it's all just come to this point where it's absolutely amazing. CTFO owns the rights to this product worldwide. Thank you, Eddie, for that. And we're going to change lives at an amazing rate. So I just wanted Eddie to share for like a minute or so, just a little bit about his story. And he's even with us full time as an associate now, building his business with us, folks. How great is that? So Eddie, can you just share a little bit from your heart?
Absolutely, Stuart. Thank you so much for having me on today. And wow, you look amazing. And
thank you.
And you know, I just want to let everybody know who a little bit about who you are too, because you know, when I wanted to bring the product to CTFO, I had already joined as an associate. My sponsor Kelly Foote had already told me everything great and wonderful about the company. I was totally sold on the company. I joined as an associate, and the more I saw, the more I thought, wow, if they had Shape and Burn, amazing what could happen. Because everything that you've done over the last many years has led up to a point where you're ready for a product like this to take worldwide. But Stuart said to me, he said, Eddie, you know, if this doesn't work for me, I can't sell it. And I was a little taken aback by that, because I had several other companies that wanted the product and they could care less if it worked for them or not. But that's who Stuart is. And so we did the test and he took the product and amazing results. And Stuart, you have no idea how blessed I feel seeing you, seeing your journey, seeing this that's happening to you and to everybody in the company. I feel like every obstacle that I went through trying to do my own thing and not really being able to get it off the ground led me to you. And I'm just excited and blessed to be here. And I know that we're going to take this product to the world. We're going to change lives. You know, we're going to change the future outcome 1 pound at a time.
Thank you so much, Eddie. And you know what's funny? I even say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But it's already happening, everybody. The testimonials are just blowing my mind. So, Eddie, I just want to take this time to publicly thank you for being a man with a wonderful heart to think of people first. Because not only am I getting blessed, and we're all getting blessed, even if I don't ever make a penny off of this, my whole life has been changed. You can't put a price on what's happened to me by losing weight. And it's just phenomenal. So, okay, so thank you. Okay, everybody, just bear with us. Short testimonials. I know I said this would be about 15 minutes. It might be about another 10 or so. I'm sorry, but we've got good stuff for you. So here's another testimonial real quick of somebody that was in the test. They got to be on it for pretty much since the beginning of when we started that test. And so this is just a quick video, but I just want you to hear from her real quick. I'm going to stop sharing for 1 second. Sorry, this is totally my fault. I'm going to share again, but I need to share so that you can hear the sound of the video better. Okay, tell me when you can see my screen again.
Yes.
Good thing I said ahead of time this won't be the most professional thing. Although you are professional, Eddie, I gotta be honest. Okay, here we go. So this is Lindsay. She's one of our amazing associates here, her and her husband. Actually, and her husband Kelly is who talked to Eddie. So really, if it wasn't for Lindsay and Kelly, I don't know that I ever would have met Eddie, because they sponsored Eddie. And it's just amazing how all this works. So, okay, so here we go.
Hi, it's Lindsay Foot. I wanted to make a quick video to let y'all know how I'm doing on Shape and Burn. I've been on it since June. I was one of the first people that were able to get my hands on it, and I'm so glad I did, because it was right before summer. So I lost a good amount of pounds right away. Feeling good, have lots of energy. I was able to do Disney with the kids and still keep going. I definitely outdid the kids for sure. But the best part is I lost 38 pounds. For me, that's big, because I haven't been able to lose weight since having my son, and he's 6 years old. So that says a lot. Just things that doesn't budge, the pounds were not going anywhere. Well, now I'm 38 pounds, feeling really good. I feel it in my face, like I'm losing weight in my face and my body. It's just wonderful. I look forward for everybody else trying this. Also, it helps the craving of not wanting Dr. Pepper and not wanting sugar so much. So I just recommend it to everyone. I hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks.
Hey everyone, and I know she was like straight faced when she said it also helps without the, you know, craving for Dr. Pepper and sugar, but it makes me laugh. It really, really does. So hopefully you will all have been able to see that good, but I'm going to play another one that this one I picked because, and by the way, they both were going to be here with me live, but I didn't give them hardly any notice whatsoever. So they shot these videos over real quick. So I appreciate that they did that. But I want you to know this gentleman I've known for a long time, he got an unexpected result. So I'll let him tell his story, but here we go. This is Kevin.
Hey, CTFO family, my name's Kevin here from Mississippi to share with you my Shape and Burn testimonial. When I first saw the video of Stuart talking about this new product coming out, I knew it was going to be big just based upon the sincerity in his voice and just the look of excitement on his face, so I couldn't wait to try it. Well, I've been on the product for about 2 weeks, and now I can say that Shape and Burn is the real deal. I've experienced all the things you would expect to experience. It's more energy. I feel better. I feel like I got that pep back in my step that's been missing for the last couple of years. I feel satiated despite eating a small meal or even drinking a shake. No late night cravings for ice cream, which has been my biggest weakness with trying to lose weight. All those things that the product says it's going to do, I've experienced. But the one thing I did not expect to experience is I have not had a migraine or a sinus headache in the last 12 days. And I don't remember the last time I went this long without one sinus headache or one migraine, which is amazing. And I haven't really been doing anything different other than taking the Shape and Burn. It's just made my diet much more easier to maintain, kind of like Stuart says, without the suffering, without the struggles. And so as cheesy as it may sound, I actually feel like that Shape and Burn has turned my diet into a do it. I believe I can actually do it. I can actually achieve my ideal weight now with this product. And I also believe that this product will help me not to struggle and suffer with building a business. And so I'm very thankful for that. I thank God for Stuart. I thank God for everybody at CTFO and everybody on this call, because together we are all changing the future outcome. Bye-bye.
Awesome. So everybody, the thing that I want you to know about that, and I love that guy, you know, I've known him for years, like 10 longer than 10 years, but I didn't solicit that testimonial. He just texted me. He's one of the people that has my cell phone number. And he texted me and he goes, oh my gosh, I haven't had a migraine, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, you got to get on. This was yesterday. And I go, you got to get on with me tomorrow night. And you got to share that story. And he was at work when he texted me. And he goes, you know what? I'll step out at lunch. I'll send a video if that's good enough for eight. If not, we'll figure it out. So I just want you to know that real life is happening. And I really am excited about it. So thank you, Kevin. Okay. So now I'm going to stop sharing for just a minute. And we're going to go back to the screen. No pressure, no stress. So Charity, and I love picking on Charity. No, I'm just teasing. I've got to know Charity quite a bit over the last several years, and I'm another amazing person. And for those of you that don't know, it's a big deal that Charity is with us because she's shy, and I don't even understand it. She's like one of the greatest people to hang around, but she's a little bit shy. So I really appreciate it. So I didn't like say, you're going to do this with me. I said, hey, do you think you would be okay doing this? And she's like, Stuart, I'm going to share my story. And she was excited. So, Charity, you can just take a few, you know, minutes here and just share what happened with you and Shape and Burn.
Thank you, Stu. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can. Loud and clear.
Okay. So I know a lot of you do know my struggles. I have severe social phobia. So this is huge for me when I come on to do things like this. Like, I literally black out and my heart's racing and I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. But I was one of the beta testers for Shape and Burn, and I started on one pill a day, and right away, like I'm telling you, instantaneously, I felt so much better. I felt a sense of calm. I had energy, but I felt calm. I felt happy. My family noticed what a good mood I was in. Like, it was fantastic. I wanted to do two pills a day, but I didn't want to run out. so I kept it at one pill a day. I did lose a total of 10 pounds during, I think it was the 30 days that I did. And that was fantastic. So now I got my product 8 days ago. First day I did one capsule, I felt a lot of anxiety that day. The second day, and since that second day, I've had, this is the first anxiety I've felt.
I'm sorry, Charity, I'm so sorry.
This really is, like, I mean, this is amazing, the fact that...
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show, and let's continue from the last couple of shows as it pertains to the precursor for when my soon-to-be guest will be Michael King once again from Vitality Herbs and Clay, and we'll be talking about holiday eating, and I always equate it to Dickens' Christmas Carol, if you will, the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present and future. And I always pretty much do the themes of that at the actual end of the calendar years that we're ranging in on, as I do my New Year's Eve, you know, Christmas Day, whatever, not Christmas Day, but New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, as it becomes the brooch of the New Year's plural. Now, I've done a few of these over the years, and almost always, of course, New Year's resolutions. Certainly in the Western Hemisphere, always, to whatever extent, involve, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to change my eating habits, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to change my health, to whatever degree each and every one of us actually entertains them, initiates them. I think it's fair to say that that's pretty much, it's like a kid with a Christmas list, if you will, whatever the common toy or whatever may be. New Year's resolutions, conservatively, weight loss is definitely one of the top five in just about everybody's want list, wish list, actual aggressive list, or what have you. So in that regard, simply asking, will your health survive the next five sugar-laden holidays? We just had one go by the wayside, Halloween. That's the commencement. Up to and including all the way through to next Valentine's Day. For the millennium, put aside it that we've been going through for 2 years. First of all, how much weight has anybody gained because of it over the last couple of years? That plays into this. But the last quarters of every calendar year, forever and ever and ever, holiday season or whatever, you know, all the people in the family tree that can cook and wield a mean spoon, and office parties when, where, and if you used to have them, and imbibing in this and that and the other thing, usually high caloric, usually loaded with sugar, and then coupled with whatever your personal diet is along the way all year long. And if it's in the Western Hemisphere, it's predominantly processed food, really bad food choices. Thus is why we have the highest obesity rate. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You don't have to be a doctor, but any doctor worth his or her salt that believes in the Hippocratic Oath most assuredly would tell you the same thing. And in many of your cases, your practitioners are most assuredly telling you that if you're battling weight. So now let's isolate it with the stress of the end of any calendar year. Business-wise, those of you that have had your own businesses, do closing books, assimilating taxes, if your fiscal year, you know, correlates with the calendar, all of that. Christmases, past, present, and future, think they're a little more stressful now for the obvious reasons. So holiday seasons and year ends then, most assuredly now, and I would have to conservatively say for the near future and Christmas's future for sure. So will your health service, or whatever you're eating, or provider, and where it's coming from, will all of the above survive the next 5 sugar-laden holidays? Your choices. Now, again, I don't know with it, with, you know, people can and can't go, or there's only 10 people at a time in a household, or whatever. But does that become overcompensatory to the detriment because you have to do it virally if you have to, or do, you know, Facebook to see little Jimmy, your nephew, or whatever the case may be? And then the sentiment or whatever, sentiment or whatever, well, I'll go eat 4 more pieces of apple pie and I have another drumstick and stuffing and a couple of Aunt Louise's undeniably super chocolate chip cookie recipe. No doubt that it is. I have many, many bakers, a couple that could do it professionally in my own family tree. And as I've said before, and if they tell you the truth, you know, I'm pretty good at what I eat and I work out and, you know, I avail what I do and what I have done. Do I cheat? Of course. And so does everybody else, truth be told. And you know what? In my Jimmy's pool room that I talk about, that I won't talk about here, I would frame it differently, vernacular-wise. But that's part of being a human being, and that's just putting up with life in general at any decade of time. Point being, end of the year, holiday season, everybody usually overcompensates, stuffing the yo-yos, ho-hos, momos, Auntie Louise's pies, etc. Too much turkey stuffing, all of it. Chocolate everywhere. Displayed out in your offices and so forth, in your intercommunal environments, if indeed all of that still transpires, and or in your own candy dishes and above in your own houses, if indeed you're trapped, confined, whatever. And then it, for the last couple of years going into this holiday season, are you already carrying extra baggage before the battles that you've had forever and ever at the holiday seasons? So over now a rapidly diminishing calendar year, whatever time frame is left, I don't know, what are we down to, 11 weeks in this calendar year, give or take? That coincides with our 11-week challenge, Shape, Burn, and Plus. But here, for sustainable continuing what I've tried to do for 10 years, it certainly will be continuing for me in 2022 and beyond. So I conservatively say y'all for the next 3.5 months from Halloween to Valentine's Day, even though our weight challenge at Shape, you know, with Shape and Burn Plus CTFO ends at the end of the calendar year. And please take this as what it's meant for, levity and whatever. Don't do it just for the t-shirt, which is great, and the $100 gift certificate for product, which are both great. Those are great rewards. Everybody take a deep breath and understand what I just said. My point in that is, don't just do all that hard work, if indeed you decide to, from now to the 31st, and then just say, yep, I did it, and I'm getting a hat, and a t-shirt, and a $100 certificate. Understand how and why I'm saying that. You still got 2.5 months of the chocolate season, especially those that are battling weight. That would be a magnanimous start, but you know what? You're going to have a different mindset for the obvious reasons, because you're going to drop pounds fast. So, over those 3.5 months worldwide, wherever, from Halloween to Valentine's Day, American holidays for sure, and those accompanying celebrations will become the leading contributing factor in the promotion of insomnia, depression, sluggish energy, hyperactivity, fuzzy brain, reduced memory, all increases odds of colds and flu, inflammation, and the flare-up of former health conditions. Why? Because the food is literally doing damage internally from the poor food choices and stuffing the cherry cordials times 14, just to isolate an example, play along a little bit, times 5 months of doing so. So the culprit? The culprit is concentrated natural and artificial sweeteners. Number one, the sugar imbalances in the body caused by poor food. Combining practices, you know, when you combine, you have to be careful what you eat too, and food combining. Depending on how long or short Michael is on with us, and that might encompass, he's going to speak for himself. We may indeed address that. Food combining, bad choices that work to the opposite premise of what is good. Just like crossing medications, there's no difference. Well, there's difference because one's a medicine, one's a food. But the premise is you have to be careful with food combining, and most assuredly, medicinal. But poor food combining practices built into common celebration and celebratory meals. Tradition, tradition, tradition. Each year, of as long as I've been doing this, between testimonials, blogs, people inquiring, you know, their clients, their referrals, whatever, I've increasingly heard over the years through the months of January, February, and March for sure, because everybody just does the, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and then gets the guilt syndrome and wants to do something about it, a la my earlier point of the New Year's resolutions for everybody. Even the trimmest and fittest of us all, everybody always pretty much says, oh, I'm going to, you know, lose a pound. I look awful in the mirror, or whatever you're seeing and is real and isn't. But if you seriously have weight issues and you want to do something about it, not just say so. It's cold and it's harsh, but it isn't cold and harsh. Because until you convince yourself that you really, 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 really want to do it, then you're going to be doing the same bad habits that you've done forever and ever and ever. And that's why your weight scale dial continues to go up, up and up. If you're really honest with yourself, and only you can do that, and you definitely always do it under the guise of your practitioner, of course. That's a redundant disclaimer, but we'll say it forever. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. Nobody's making any medical cures claims here. Never have and never will. So every year, I've heard it, I've seen it, I've lived it. The requests for my products go up or down accordingly to overcompensate or do something about it. All those scenarios. And that's usually what's been voiced. Oh my God, I cheated. I weighed 25 more pounds, whatever. So the central role of chocolate, nuts, desserts, candies, sweet drinks, alcohol for sure. Alcohol for sure for a number of reasons. Many people don't have an issue with alcohol as far as it being an addiction. However, the caloric intake of alcohol, and especially if it's beer, but alcohol in and of itself is very high caloric and high sugar content. So, you know, cordiality is great, and people, again, never do it if you're addicted, but I mean, if you're going to tip the glass and have some merriment, do it in moderation. And at the same time, can you have a cherry cordial? I said that earlier. Can you have a cherry cordial and, you know, Auntie Louise's cookies? And of course you can. But not at each and every set event, not a dozen of them, and not continually over the 5 months and a half months. And food combining, really, really, that's a whole nother show. It's a whole series of shows, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So combinations of meats, fats, oils with starches, grains, sugars, you're crossing the meals. Potatoes with turkey, you know, vegetables with this, a piece of pie, and all of that. The crisscrossing of the ingredients, seriously, is what has your body going every which way. But sunny, and everybody knows about tryptophan. And yeah, I just ate 50 pounds of turkey. Now I got to be ripped and weak. Going to wake me up at Christmas. And definitely wake me up when so-and-so makes another dozen cookies so I don't miss that. I adjust a little bit. But you've heard Stuart, if you came and listened, at CTFO, with his lifelong battle. And it's very honest. That was the phrase. His lips, I'm just retorting it, and you can see it for yourself and hear it if you haven't. He said he was the guy that while he was eating lunch, he was already thinking about what he was going to eat for dinner. Supper dinner. So, obviously, you know, there's all kinds of addictions. You know, that may be the overstatement of forever, but, you know, there's all kinds of addictions. Most assuredly, food is right up there, friends. And those that are you have experienced it, which is in the billions when we exchange the data later of how many billions of people are obese, let alone overweight by a few pounds. Obese. That's what precipitates the onset of heart disease, arterial strokes, because you're literally choking out your body from the inside. You're not allowing the body to be capable of healing itself. You're just not. And again, it's a philosophy that those that atone do, and those that don't won't, and that's the way of the world. But it doesn't mean that it's hogwash. There's too much proof to the contrary, and there's too much proof every single day with scientific documentation and test analysis, which again is what we do here always. And I've done independently and with my own products forever. So the central role of chocolate, nuts, desserts, candies, sweet drinks, alcohol, along with common food combinations, which are bad choices of the combinations. And then you follow them all with the snacks of the holiday season. And oh, now it's 9 o'clock at night, and I think I'll have another piece of that pie. First of all, bad time of the day for your metabolism in and of itself. And how many pieces of pie did you have? And, you know, I love football. I watch the games all day at New Year's or whatever. So those of us that do that or watch the parades or whatever, play along, folks. Please, a little bit. Celebratory with your own family members when, where, and if you can be. It's a celebratory festive time of the year. And good Lord willing, it'll always be that way, as it should be. And for the very, very last time, have some peach cobbler or whatever. Just not the whole thing, and not every day. Reward yourself for the hard work that you do. That's just putting up with the BS in life and reward yourself that way. If you use the right products and the right cycle to do so, you can do that. I can eat anything I want. Why? Because I do a lot of damn hard work to keep it that way. I don't have to worry about that. And I'm not, this is not Superman or I'm great or whatever. Trust me when I tell you I paid the price for what I did to my body. I paid the price, and I'm paying the price moving forward. But to the best of my ability, I did something about it. Michael King, when he gets on, we'll talk about depletion of mineral reserves in the holiday season by eating that way, how that exhausts the pancreas and the adrenal glands to overworking internally, depression of the functions of the spleen, which is central to the production of antibodies needed to fight pathogens. In the lymphatic system, we'll go back to physiology 101, not so much in the session with myself and Michael, but I do these shows daily, and I really fervently believe you don't have to be a physiologist, a doctor, or whatever, but you have to be in tune as to what the body is to understand why when you look at your toe and it's like, oh, ooh, 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 what's that? It was probably a food reaction in almost all of the cases. And I'm still not a doctor. So while all of those obviously impact health in many ways, there's one area that sugar excesses produce its most devastating impact, and that's the human immune system. It just wears you down. We're talking common cold and flu here now, not it. It is the common cold and flu season forever, again, as always. In 99.999 infinity, it's your immune system why you get colds and flus to whatever degree you get them. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You have a compromised immune system. Unless you're doing something about it. And that's been proven over the decades. It's not something ground up somewhere that who knows where, over the counter with totally inefficacious medicine, especially when you look at the labels and see what most of it's encompassed in, if it's in capsule form. Carnauba wax is for you to polish your car, not to put in a capsulation. Look at the fillers, excipients. Look what's inside your medications, please, just like your foodstuffs. If you really want to get healthy and stay healthy, there's so much you can do for yourself. And if you want to diminish ever-increasing health costs and doctor bills, that's the way to do it. All right, I'm going to close that part here for today, and we will talk about Michael King. If not, with at the time of this taping today, it might be as early as tomorrow. It'll probably carry over into next week, but he'll be on, and we'll have the master speak for himself. We'll be right back. Hey folks, and welcome back to the show. I want to close out to try to keep this in under an hour. So tomorrow's show, or a little bit later today, I'll talk at length as a precursor about Michael King, Vitality Roofs and Clay, the Sacred Clay product line, holiday eating, and it'll all be a precursor. Michael's going to be on the show to join me maybe tomorrow, Thursday, and or Friday. We're just working on buttoning up his schedule over the next couple of days. And it's embraced around an article that coincidentally he happened to be writing pre my reaching out to him to revisit the subject that he and I have talked about many Christmases and New Year's and year endings past in our business endeavors over the years to include my shows at my New Year's end shows, both business resolutions and professional and personal ones. So I'm going to say bye-bye for now in this episode. Thanks everyone for joining us today. And always remember that VA Sales, Chemical, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, all my Goodwill ambassadors, clients, past, present, future, all the intuitives that I'm trying to reach out and form a legion through all the groups that I'm a member of, and you're all invited. Like-minded individuals, intuitives working together, we all support good health and promote it in animals, their people, plants, and the planet. I want to thank everybody from my developing sales team, existing sales team, their invited audiences, where you are here, applicable, hearing this. Please do leave me a message here at the message board at shows, letting me both know that, and also have started to extend poll and survey questions, both in the opening paragraphs and descriptions of my shows, and they're supposed to be as an addendum at the end of my shows, and that's featured exclusively at the Spotify platform. But please do interact. Please use the message board and the 1-800 number for ideas for guests you'd like to see, subjects that you like that we're talking about, things that we're doing well, things you'd like to see us improve on, topics of discussion, things that you're experiencing. What kind of medicines are you experiencing? What kind of efficacy do you have? Do you need to lose weight? Are you battling weight? Are you battling fatigue? Are you battling despair? Goodwill ambassadors, thank you so much. Word of mouth advertising is worth its weight in gold. Many of you have been integral in already promoting the business and solidifying some signups. And a couple of you are in countries that we don't, as of yet, service. And I know one in particular, you're champing at the bit. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, I'm sure. I can't guarantee anything, but I feel it in my heart. An ubiquitous audience, hopefully you perceive this as a harbinger of good information and myself as a conduit to put you in touch with many fine manufacturers, astute individuals, authors, practitioners, cumulative industry experience between CTFO, clientele, existing teams, members there, their credentials, the ownership, the CEOs, many years in the business. Likewise with my a la carte vendors that I dealt with many, many years that I was blessed, that own their own companies, or authors, doctors, so forth. Between all of us, and you throw this old man in with the better part of a half a century of industry experience, that's a lot of healthcare experience. We have great products, a great system to secure both your health and or your wealth, or one and or the other. Please like us on your social media. We grow exponentially through your references there. It helps us on the algorithms. And like us and follow us here at the shows as well. And of course, at the referral business. We'll say bye-bye for now. We're here each and every day, Sunday through Saturday. We're looking to grow the show, make it more interactive. We'll say bye-bye for now. We'll see you in the next episode. May God bless. Peace.